Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishpas, Arbi Akva Sholim, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra, Daf Kuf Chof Aleph. The Gemara brings that there was six things that happened on Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av, Chemishasa B'Av, was a very happy day. One of the great things that happened is Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lovo Yizeh B'Zeh. We mentioned in the previous Daf that the generation of that came into Eretz Yisrael, daughters that inherit their father, was not allowed to marry someone from another Shevet. But from here on, they were allowed to marry someone from another Shevet. And the obvious question is, why is this such a happy day? Why the fact that a daughter inherits her father can marry someone from another Shevet brings you the Simcha of Tu B'Av? And in general, we have to understand, what do they do in Tu B'Av? We have the girls dancing in the Krum. They're dancing in the vineyards and taking people to marry them. Which type of simcha is this? Where do we find such a simcha in Yiddishkeit? And finally, we'll add to the mix, going back to the previous daf. The Gemara tells in the previous daf that Bnoi Tzlofchot, they did not have any iser to marry someone from another Sheva. They could marry anybody they wanted. And this doesn't make L'chor any sense. Because if you look at Chumash, what was the mahal? What was the story? Bnoi Tzlofchot got their chelik. They went to Moshe Rabbeinu, they complained, and they got a chelik. Comes in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, comes the Rosh Shevet Menashe and say, one second, if the daughters of Tzofchot are going to have their own chelik and they'll marry someone from another Shevet, the Nakla will move from Shevet to Shevet. So Moshe Rabbeinu brings it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right. Therefore, you should not be able to marry someone from another Shevet. But not Tzofchot themselves, they could marry someone from another Shevet. What's pshat? The whole complaint was based on Rosh Tzofchot. So why they don't have the answer? But Nira, we're touching here upon something which is very, very deep. And we'll try to speak a little bit in the remotion that we have in our Gemara. The idea of the girls dancing in the Krumim, we find it already in the Novi Nirmiyah, that says, "Inen yoseh chadosha baretz nekevo tesoyiv yivgover." There'll be something new coming, and a woman will surround a man. Rashi brings there what's shot. In this world, who goes after who? The Ish goes after the Isha. He tries to persuade the Isha to marry him. La Sid Lovay, the woman will go after the man. What's pshat? Well, what are we waiting for in La Sid Lovay for such a thing? But the Oymek Adover Azevur, Divir Abisein, Yitzchak Azechover, Tzadik HaKoyen, and many others, the idea is that the woman and the man always represents a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisro. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the man and Klal Yisro is the woman. Right now in this world, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Mashpia, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kivyochol, the man. And Amiso, the Nekevo, that they don't have that same level of Ashpo that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to run after Klal Yisrael to ask them to elevate themselves, to bring them to a higher level of Kabbalah HaShpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Lost in Love, there's no need for that. Amiso will be in that level of full Ashpo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reflect the like of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they will be the one, so to speak, running after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, the Nekevo will be complete. The Nekevo means the concept of the Nekevo. Today, the Zohar is the greater one and the Nekevo is missing. And Lo Asid Lover, the Nekevo will fill up. That is the idea of Nekevo to save Hivgover. And that is the Simcha of Tu B'Av. In Tu B'Av, we have the woman dancing in the Krumim. They're the ones running after the men. They represent what's going to be Lo Asid Lover. We mentioned the Shurim and the end of Sechas Tainis, that all the cases the Gemara brings here are fixing something wrong, something which was incomplete, and it was fixed. Shevet Binyamin is able to join Am Yisrael. People start to learn Torah again. They're able to go to Beis HaMikdosh. May Sid Midbar find out they're not going to die anymore, etc., etc. We also mentioned what Rabbi Tzadik says, that the celebration of being in Beis HaMikdosh will be complete in Tu B'Av. Because Beis HaMikdosh will be complete on Tisha B'Av. And they will have a 7-day celebration that ends on Tu B'Av. So Tu B'Av represents always the something which was missing, which was lacking, which is complete. When the Nekeva comes to her full potential, meaning when Am Yisrael comes to their full potential, that is the ultimate Simcha of Tu B'Av. And maybe you can understand a little bit. What does it mean, Hutru Shvatin Lavoi Zeh B'Zeh? When a daughter inherits something from her father, in a sense, she's showing the koyach of a nekeva, of a female, that she can inherit on her own.
Usually the boy comes before the girl. But if there's no boy, she stands there. She's showing the koyach and the keva. But in the first generation, it was limited. And the limitation was that a nekeva cannot marry anybody she wants. So saying, yes, she does inherit, but she doesn't have the power to do what she wants with it. So she's limited. She, again, you see the chisorn of the nekeva. When she was able to marry anybody she wants, meaning a daughter who inherits her father, now she also can marry anybody she wants, that's a bigger shleimus of the female of the nekeva. That's why it's celebrated on Tu B'Av, because Tu B'Av is that celebration. And really we can understand, the B'nai Slavchot, they were, as the Gemara said before, they were Tzidkaniyos, Tzidkachmoniyos, they were in a very high level. So they were allowed to marry already in the first generation to another Shevet, because they had no limitations in the Nekeva. They were, so to speak, a complete Nekeva already. And according to this, the Rosh Yeshiva of Menashe did then just complain, oh, we're going to lose out land. When they came back and said, it says, in this, where we are in Olam Hazeh, the cave is not complete yet. She should not be able to go out and marry to another Shevet. Because Baruch Hu agreed with them, at least in the first generation, as we explained in the previous daf, because that's when you have Chalukas HaShvatim, but left it by Bnei Slavchot that they did get to the level of the completion of the Nekeva. This is the special celebration discussed here in the Gemara of Nekeva to Soiviv Gover. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to Otsuko, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.